Welcome to the Orthomolecular Health Podcast, a series that explores this new paradigm in complementary medicine, how it works, and how it can be used to treat and prevent various diseases such as MS, heart disease, mental health, schizophrenia, and more. I'm your host, Charmaine Gooden, contributing editor of Zoomer Magazine. We've developed this podcast in cooperation with Orthomolecular Health. And throughout this series, we'll chat with various experts and healthcare practitioners, digging deep into what they think about orthomolecular medicine and their success in using this form of treatment with their patients. Here with us today, we have Dr. Jonathan Prowski, naturopathic doctor and expert advisor to Orthomolecular Health, along with Rosalie Moscow, registered holistic nutritionist, whose son uses orthomolecular medicine in his treatment of schizophrenia. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Let me first chat with you, Jonathan. Now, as you know, mental health issues are an increasing concern among Canadians today. More than 6 million Canadians are negatively affected by mental health, which makes up 40% of disability claims and sick leaves. So let's talk about what options are available to Canadians to control and prevent some of the mental health issues. Can you tell us what kinds of mental health issues orthomolecular medicine can help to treat and how?
Orthomolecular medicine can treat any mental health issue, whether somebody has just a minor amount of stress and they're wanting help to manage their daily life, or other people might have conditions that really are much more serious, like primary anxiety disorders, like generalized anxiety, social phobia, panic disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, or depression, mood disorders like bipolar disorder, or even things like schizophrenia. So basically, orthomolecular medicine can help any psychiatric illness or mental health issue across the spectrum. How it works specifically is we're using natural substances found in the body, like vitamins, minerals, amino acids, or essential fatty acids, to treat an orthomolecular condition like a mental health issue. So, for example, when someone goes to their doctor and they're having a lot of anxiety, they might be given a drug like clonazepam to really help calm them down. If someone went to a qualified orthomolecular practitioner, then they might be prescribed a whole range of natural substances like vitamins or minerals to really calm that nervous system response down and really improve quality of life with less side effects, and I would say better health. So it's this wonderful way of helping any mental health issue across the spectrum.
Are there any specific supplements used to prevent and treat mental health issues? And if yes, how do they work?
There are many. For example, we know that essential fatty acids, particularly those of the omega-3 family, and in that family is one in particular called EPA. And basically, any mental health issue now is showing that it can be improved by using this omega-3 essential fatty acid known as EPA. And what it really does, it's pretty phenomenal. It's found in cold water fish like salmon, mackerel, anchovies, sardine, and herring. But when you take it in concentrated form, what it does is it gets embedded in your nerve cells in your body and even other cells. And it improves the way your nerve cells communicate to one another. And by improving that communication and doing other things as well, it can often reduce depression. It can help reduce paranoia and even some of those psychotic symptoms associated with schizophrenia. There's even data showing that it can even help patients who might be anxious as well by increasing the blood concentrations of EPA in the body. So that's just one supplement. There are many others. There's another one called niacin or vitamin B3. It's often found in meats and other food sources, but when you take it in supplement form, it can do many things. It really changes the way adrenaline is metabolized in the body, and by doing so, it can be very helpful in reducing psychotic symptoms of something as severe as schizophrenia, but also it also increases the amount of serotonin, which is this brain chemical in the brain. And by increasing serotonin, it naturally makes people feel better. So vitamin B3 can not only be used for something as serious as schizophrenia and reducing psychotic symptoms, it can also be used to basically reduce depression because of its influence on serotonin. And serotonin can also reduce symptoms of anxiety. So when you take vitamin B3 by impacting serotonin, it can also reduce anxiety symptoms. So those are just two of many orthomolecular substances that are available to help people with mental health issues.
What I find so interesting about orthomolecular health is that it acknowledges that everything is interconnected, that a deficiency in one area will more than likely have an effect on a number of areas. And you said right from the beginning that you may be given a whole series of different interventions to treat whatever it is, whether it's anxiety and depression. Speak to me about that.
Well, the truth is everybody is different. That's why it's paramount that they do work with a qualified orthomolecular practitioner, because only through an appropriate evaluation can it be determined what mix of vitamins and other natural substances does the patient need in order to have better mental health. So really, it's rather complicated because it does demand somebody having a good clinical expertise in order to do that for their patients. But also, on the other hand, it's rather simple. We're talking about using things that are naturally found in not only the body, but also in nature. So it makes a lot of sense to use orthomolecular substances because they work with the body's own innate healing capacity. So it is very holistic, it's very healing, and I think it does help really bridge that gap between the mind and body because they are connected.
Now, are there any preventative measures that people can take to avoid mental health issues?
It can be complicated because some people have very extensive family histories of mental health issues, so they might be a little bit more susceptible or vulnerable to acquiring a mental health issue. But there are things people can do. For example, if they just ate well, had at least 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day, if they were to exercise, I mean, there is no pill that can really do what exercise can do. If they did that, and they certainly found joy and wonder in their own life. So if they worked on the spiritual component of their living, if they worked on the physical component by certainly exercising, and of course, if they worked on the dietary component by eating well, if they just did all that, that would go a long way to preventing and perhaps even avoiding a lot of mental health issues.
And do you think that people are getting properly diagnosed and understand the full range of treatment options available?
I wish they were, but the answer is unfortunately no. When you look at the statistics about mental illness in Canada and even abroad perhaps, we know that about 1 in 5 Canadian adults will unfortunately succumb to a mental health disorder at some point in their lifetime. That is 20%. And do I think all of these individuals are getting properly diagnosed and the treatments that they require? No, I do not, because there's a lot of stigma and shame associated with having a mental health disorder. So what I think needs to happen is more awareness. I think people shouldn't suffer in silence. We should be speaking about mental illness as we do about cancer and heart disease. And also, when patients do see their healthcare providers, unfortunately, they're really only given a few mainstream and standard options like drug interventions and maybe psychotherapy or counseling. What I think needs to happen is people need to be exposed to orthomolecular medicine and health, just because that can really add a different quality to their whole healthcare experience and perhaps even improve their mental health care beyond what the mainstream can offer. I've seen it in my own practice. I've treated hundreds upon hundreds of patients with orthomolecular medicine. I've clearly seen quality of life improvements far beyond what drug interventions can do when treating mental health disorders.
Rosalie, obviously your family has seen the benefits of orthomolecular medicine as they've related to schizophrenia firsthand. Now, can you talk to us about how you found out about orthomolecular medicine and when your son got ill?
My son became ill when he was 19 years old in 1989. And we went through treatment that we thought was going to make him well, medications. And we found that he was a little more stable, but he wasn't well. This happy-go-lucky, charming young musician became a different person. And it was really quite tragic for us as a family, and I started searching for ways that could help him. I had often looked at nutrition for myself and for my own life, and I thought, well, maybe there's something. And I remember I was in a store, and I saw a book by Dr. Abram Hoffer. I happened to just trip upon it, and that's this shame of the whole thing, because people have to come upon it accidentally these days because there's no one who will tell them. So we're hoping to change that. Dr. Abram Hoffer, psychiatrist, was one of the first person who originated the work with niacin that Dr. Prowski was talking about. And And it sounded like this would be a very good thing to try. Safe, effective, and why not? There was nothing to lose.
Tell me more about the impact the diagnosis had on the person and your family.
Well, the person is in such shock, generally, what I've seen from my own son and from other patients, it's devastating. It's devastating for the person. Their personality changes very often because they're on a lot of medication, but also because a lot of them are psychotic. They think, you know, people, they're getting messages from the radio. They think that there's aliens landing on their lawn. They think that, you know, there's voices in their heads. And most people are not, you know, some people are afraid of these people, but, you know, like 99% of them are very within themselves. They don't look to harm others. So it's just very upsetting and very, you know, to see your talented son with hope, promise for the future, to become someone who is sitting at the end of the bed rocking back and forth. And it's devastating. That's the only word I can use.
Tell us more about the path to recovery.
Well, there's many paths of recovery. I think that, you know, some people that have schizophrenia may need at the beginning to have some medication so that they can get a little stable. But we all know that it is not the end be all and end all, as we see with our mental health system, of the revolving door syndrome of people getting breakdowns again and again and again. And also the people do not want to stay on their medications very often, and because of the side effects, although I think the newer ones, some might be better, but still, for some, it's very difficult. So as the nutrients are introduced that can help heal their brain, heal their body, they may have a thyroid deficiency. They may have a, like Dr. Prowski was saying, it could be any one of a number of things. You know, they may have a B12 deficiency, which has been shown to have impact on a person's mental health. You know, many people, elderly people, need B12 shots and don't get it. And it's just simple nutrients that our body needs. Perhaps we have a deficiency in this from a poor diet, or perhaps our body is not processing or those vitamins that normally would be processed, maybe due to poor digestion. A lot of people with schizophrenia and other mental illness have poor digestion. They cannot process, you know, or perhaps they have a gluten intolerance, irritable bowel, and so then there is a brain and gut connection, which I noticed with my son immediately, that he was always, you know, he always had, you know, bad digestion, bad stomach aches. And until we got that turned around, we didn't see a difference until we found out he was allergic to maybe about 100 items. And then we started doing a food plan that would be helpful to him, plus nutrients. So there's all this, it's sort of a holistic view. It's just not looking at one thing. So if you are eating the wrong foods, or if you are eating junk foods, or if you, you know, you can't make enough serotonin, which is a happy neurotransmitter, if you're not attending to your diet properly.
From the perspective of someone who has managed a family member with schizophrenia, do you think people are predisposed to this condition?
Well, there is a genetic predisposition that's been found, that sometimes it's in the family, but it not necessarily means that you're going to get it, because the incidence of twins, if one twin gets schizophrenia, it doesn't, about 50% of the chance that the other twin would get it. So why would that be? If it was all genetics, then the other one would get it. So it's also you know, nature nurture. So many other things can bring it on. If you have a genetic predisposition, if you have some extreme stress, trauma, excessive pain, overwork, exhaustion, too little rest, depression, maybe too much drinking, maybe someone's been in jail, you know, things that can really cause an enormous stress. So if you couple that with some malnutrition and need for certain nutrients, that's like a prescription for schizophrenia or other mental disorders.
What are some of the preventative measures, lifestyle choices, one can take to avoid mental health issues?
Well, I think just what Dr. Prowski said about looking at our mind, body, spirit, about making sure that we're eating well, making sure that we're attending to our diets and getting nutrients that we need. It doesn't hurt for people to be on a multivitamin and mineral. The American Medical Association says that most people would benefit by taking one. Fish oils are always a good addition. I think it would be good for people to look at their diets and see if that person has any food allergies and get them off the foods that they are allergic to, because there are brain or cerebral allergies, and that can cause an inflammation in the brain. And this is the kind of thing we need to avoid.
And finally, Rosalie, do you have any advice for people or families of people suffering from mental health issues?
Yes, they should not be ashamed, because it can happen. It can happen to any family. And that they should also make sure they get some sort of help for themselves so that they can cope. Because if they can't cope, if they're not the best, you know, people to be around, then it's more difficult on the person. So they have to learn how to sort of accept this and then work with it to work towards a healthy recovery for that person.
I'd like to thank Dr. Jonathan Prowski, naturopathic doctor and expert advisor to Orthomolecular Health, along with Rosalie Moskow, registered health nutritionist whose son uses orthomolecular medicine in his treatment of schizophrenia. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Orthomolecular Health Podcast. We hope we've given you some helpful information on what orthomolecular medicine is and how to successfully integrate it into your daily lifestyle. We welcome any feedback you may have, so please feel free to drop us a line at ortho@apexpr.com. That's ortho@apexpr.com. Be sure to visit us online at www.orthomolecularhealth.com. Until next time, I'm Charmaine Gooden.